Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
46229.
Okay, thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Carl Matthews.
Okay. Mr. Matthews, that zip code is 46229.
That's correct.
Okay. I don't see an order in your name yet. Did you place an order for something?
Yes, I did, and I've already paid for it.
Did you place the order today?
No. It was June the 6th.
Okay. Did you happen to get an order number?
Anyway.
Matthews is with two T's. This is a call center. That's why I have to find the order. This is a call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products, but I need to find that order in your name to assist you. What are you calling for? You had questions about your order or something?
My last name is with one T. Maybe you can find it now. It's with one T. M-A-T-H-E-W-S.
Okay. I don't see it yet. Use your zip code, your last name. Could it be in someone else's name in your home with the same last name?
No.
What did you order?
A watch.
And you've received the watch?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Still trying to see if I can find the and your first name again?
Carl.
Okay, and you wouldn't have used...
Try Jeanette Lee.
Jeanette, J-A-N-E-T-T-E?
Yes, Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, I don't see that name. You sure it's J-A-N-E-T-T-E, Jeanette?
No, it's J-A-N-E-T-T-E.
Okay, hold on. Okay, what's your relationship to Jeanette?
Okay, do you have it? Is it there? Do you have that?
Well, that's a common name, so several people came up with that name. So I needed to know, is she there or is that your...
No,
what's the relationship?
That information wouldn't be on my application. That would just be the name that I gave. It would be that name with that address.
Okay, what would be the email address?
The email address would be Carl Matthews. Carl Matthews, 1895 @gmail.com.
Okay, I don't see it yet, but hold on. And what's the last four of the card that's being charged?
The last what?
The last four digits of the card that's being charged. Is it your card or the Lee's, Ms. Lee's card?
It's my card. It's 6348.
Okay, let me see if I can cross-reference that email or the card number. One moment. Okay, I'm not getting anything that's cross-referencing with all of that you're telling me. So what's the address again, the physical address? What's the shipping address that the watch was delivered to?
10404 Mercury Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46229.
10404
Mercury Drive. 10404 Mercury Drive.
Okay.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
So
the name of the company is Elite Advanced.
So like I said, this is a call center, so we can't search by company name. We have to search by the customer's name, so to be sure that we have the right account pulled up so we can help you with your account and your order.
Okay,
so if you look back through your email, nothing's matching up. So look in your email and see if you can come up with an order number and call us back. We're here 24/7.
Okay.
The only other thing I can do is do an advanced search with the first 6 and last 4 of the card that was charged, if you want me to do that.
Do what now?
I can use the first 6 and last 4 of the card that's being charged to do an advanced search.
The first 6?
Yes, first 6 digits.
No. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.